श्री महागणपतये नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। इन्द्रियं ददातु मयि मेधां मयि प्रजां मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो ददातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
सो यू हैव टू रिमेम्बर द होल फोर्थ चैप्टर, इवन दो बिगिन्स विद द नेगेशन ऑफ अदर सिस्टम्स ऑफ फिलॉसफी. It presents the teaching which has already been given in a nutshell. The main teaching that has been being given in the whole of Mandukya Upanishad is Aham Idam Sarvam. What is that final lesson which we need to arrive at? The final vision of the truth we need to arrive at is Aham Idam Sarvam. I, the Self, am the Whole. I am the Whole. Aham Idam Sarvam. I am this Whole. In that expression, you have resolved your individuality. You have shifted the eye sense from the body mind sense complex and it is all the eye sense in the consciousness, and you resolve the entire the universe also the same reality. And in that expression, the knowledge of the self is complete knowledge. You are aware you are, and you are aware that you are awareness. You resolve the Jiva Ishwara Bheda difference. You have resolved the Jagad Ishwara Bheda. You have resolved the Ishwara Jiva Jagad Bheda also. Or you resolved all the differences cognitively. Without denying the perception of duality, without denying the perception of plurality, without denying the differences which are experiencing, without denying the usefulness of the objects in the world, without denying the orderliness which is there as part of this universe, accepting them all as empirically real factors, but absolutely you're resolving all the differences, which means you do not see this universe anymore as absolutely real universe. When you do not see the universe as absolutely, you know, not real, a real universe, you look at it as mithya. This entire universe is mithya. Therefore, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. The absolute reality is the consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. And this Jagat is the Nama Rupa, which is mithya. And there is no Jiva other than consciousness. There is no Jagat other than consciousness. All that is here is only Brahma. This is the actual vision. In resolving individuality, in having this vision, actually you resolve all the problems which go with the individuality. Therefore, repeatedly, arriving at consciousness through other prakriyas such as Drik Drishya Viveka Prakriya, ஆர் அவஸ்தாத்ரய பிரக்ரியா ஆர் காரணக்னோ ஆல் தீஸ் பிரக்ரியாஸ் வி யூஸ் டு அரைவ் அட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பீங் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ரெக்கக்னிஷன் ஆஸ் வெரி ஸ்வரூபம் அட் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஐ. Very clearly, without contradicting your reasoning, you are able to distinguish I being the knower and I the knower being distinct from the known also, and are able to resolve the knower in consciousness. You understand there is no I, there is no knower other than I, there is no knower other than consciousness, therefore there is no I other than consciousness. I is equal to consciousness. How clear you are in saying wave is water. There is no substance called wave. Wave is water. Similarly, there is a substance called I other than consciousness. Therefore, substance of a substantive I is consciousness. This I have been repeating for years now. I am repeating, I don't mind repeating it today again. You arrive at it. But the difficulty comes when you have to say this Jagat also is consciousness. I am consciousness, when you understand that is what? Jiva Ishvara Aikyam or Jiva Brahma Aikyam. When you using these prakriyas, Drishya Viveka Prakriya, Avasthatraya Prakriya, you know, these methods of unfoldment, you know, understand, okay, I am the knower, different from the known, and the knower is consciousness, I am consciousness, that to understand without any doubt. I am consciousness, you understand, at least in the class, as long as you are in the class, you are able to accept that fact as I am consciousness, I am consciousness. I is consciousness. The problem is, when what about the body mind's complex? Then it comes under the category of the known. Okay? Which means body mind's complex, what should I do with that? I have taken the I from the body mind's complex cognitively. Physically, I don't do anything. I cannot separate body mind's complex and the I physically. Physical separation is not possible. Cognitive, intellectual separation is possible. So cognitively when you separate, I resolve the I in consciousness, what about the body mind sense complex then? It comes under the category of the known, therefore I include it in the Jagat. Idam. Okay, now what about the Jagat? What is Jagat then? What is your body then? What is your mind then? What are your sense powers then? What are your powers of organs of actions? What are the physiological functions? What are they? What are these functions? What is the order involved in the functions? What is the knowledge back in the order? What about the whole, the entire known now? Another mind-boggling fact is what? Everything else is nothing but Brahman consciousness. The known also is nothing but consciousness. In fact, knower, known difference is there only at the relative level. Absolutely, there is no knower, there is no known. There is only Brahman, the consciousness. Is there a knower, is there a known or not? Of course, there is knower and there is known. Is this knower absolutely real? No. Is the known absolutely real? No. Relatively real. What is absolutely real? That without which there cannot be the status called knower. There cannot be somebody called knower. That without which there cannot be the known is what? The absolutely real. So that which lends existence to, that whose presence mere existence lends existence to the knower and the known is the absolute reality. That absolute reality is neither the known nor the knower. That is why jnatru jneya vilakshanam. That is neither the cause nor the effect. Karana karya vilakshanam brahma chaitanyam. That is the most difficult thing is what? Not in discovering I am consciousness, I is equal to consciousness, wave is equal to water, I is equal to consciousness, I arrive at it, but Jagat is consciousness. That is the difficult thing. When you say Jagat is consciousness, you are resolving the plurality, multiplicity, diversity, duality, everything are resolving as mithya, negating as mithya, which is very difficult. Why? Because we are experiencing it. That is why Gaudapada Acharya spent the whole, all his effort in making it very clear. The second chapter, the whole chapter is dedicated for establishing this universe is mithya. When he says universe is mithya, what he says is the universe is a non-substantial name and form. There is no substance called universe. He establishes that. There is no substance called universe. There is no substance called known. There is no substance called knower. Understand? Other than consciousness. Only substance is the only reality, vastu. The Sanskrit word vastu is a beautiful word. In Tamil, we use this word vastavamaha. Vastu means that which is. If you take everything, we cannot say that which is. Finally, what cannot be negated as not is, is what? Consciousness. That which is. What is? Only consciousness is. Therefore, he repeats, and to make it very clear, we cannot negate this universe as mithya from the standpoint of the Vishwaha. You have to use the technical terms used in Mandukya Upanishad. Vishwaha is what now? The consciousness obtaining as experiencer in the waking state, associated with the waking body, mind, sense complex. The standpoint of the Vishwaha, the waker, this you cannot negate this universe as mithya. Because you cannot negate the dream universe as mithya, from the standpoint of the Taijasaha, the experiencer obtaining in the dream world. Isn't it? Who is the experiencer? Is there experiencer in dream world or not? There is an experiencer in the dream. Without whose presence the dream experience is not possible. Therefore, he is called the experiencer obtaining in the dream is called what? Taijasaha. From the standpoint of Taijasaha, dream is real. But the dream is not real. Dream is mithya only from the standpoint of the waker. Similarly, this waking universe is real from the standpoint of the Vishwaha, the waker. Therefore, when you shift the eye sense cognitively from the Vishwa to the Turiyam Chaitanyam, the Atma, from the standpoint of the Turiyaha Atma, the consciousness, pure consciousness, who is not the experiencer, but without whom there cannot be experiencer as the Prajna, the experiencer of the deep sleep state, the experiencer of the dream state, as Taijasa, the experiencer of the waking state, Vishwaha, there cannot be experiencer without the consciousness. Even the consciousness is not the experiencer. And that consciousness is like the fourth person, okay, who's not the experiencer, without whose presence there cannot be experienced at all, that consciousness is implied by the term Turiyatma. The Turiya, from the standpoint of Turiyatma, this waking has to be negated as Mithya. Therefore, this Jagat will be Mithya for you, just as dream is Mithya for the waker. Experiencing the Jagat, seeing the waves, you can say, experiencing the waves, seeing the water, you can say waves are Mithya. There's only water. Similarly, experiencing the universe also, you can say this universe is Mithya only if you see yourself being Chaitanyam, the Atma. See the consciousness as the meaning of the word I. Therefore, from the standpoint of Turiyam, you can see this universe as Mithya. Therefore, using the dream example, how he negated the Mithyatvam of this waking universe, Gaudapadacharya used a different example of firebrand to negate his universe again as Mithya. Just as all the designs and patterns caused by the attractive, innumerable, countless patterns and designs caused by the movement of the Alataha, the firebrand, are non-substantial forms. Really speaking, they are only appearance of the one and the only secondless tip, glowing tip of the firebrand. Similarly, that firebrand compared to Brahman is what? The consciousness. The consciousness is Brahman. Consciousness of Brahman is the comparable to that firebrand. All these objects that are experienced here are the non, are as good as the Alata Spandita Abhasaha, or as good as the non-substantial forms and names caused by the movement of the Alataha. Really speaking, it is this Mithya. They're not there. Conscious Brahman is the only Satyam. Brahman alone is. Remember, he established in the old lesson. Okay? We'll come to the new lesson. And the main important thing, important lesson I want to tell you is, the beautiful thing what he established was the non-establishability of the arrival and the departure of the designs and patterns. Where do they come from? You cannot talk about, you cannot establish. Where do they resolve? You cannot say. Why? Because they are really not there. Sthitihi, the existence of the patterns and designs is non-establishable. Therefore, what is not there, you cannot talk about something, the arrival of something, departure of something, you know, when somebody is, when it is not there. Isn't it? Similarly, you can extend the same logic to this universe also. All these innumerable, countless, various the forms and names, the elements and the elementals, you know, incomprehensible, all these forms and names are all as good as the designs and patterns means. You cannot even establish the existence of, you know, of these forms, the names. Why? Because nothing in this world, no object which is thoroughly enjoyed, has independent existence. There's no substance called any one given, there's no substance for any given form independently. All these forms minus consciousness will be like waves without water. They will disappear. Therefore, they do not have substantiality of their own. Therefore, you cannot say it is existent. They do not have independent existence, therefore, we can only call it appearance, all the patterns and designs are appearance of the only Alatha. Alatha in motion is the, you know, all the forms and designs. Similarly, the seeming motion consciousness is this entire universe. There is a substance called universe, substance called these forms and names. Therefore, the world does not even exist independently. The world cannot be counted as a parallel reality. It is non-countable as a parallel reality. Consciousness is the reality. The world cannot be counted as a parallel reality. You can reduce the whole Jagat into one matter, and you can say matter is non-countable as a parallel reality to consciousness. Why? Because matter does not have independent existence. Matter is appearance of the consciousness. Matter is consciousness, even though consciousness is not the matter. There's no matter, really speaking. It's only appearance of consciousness. Therefore, when you do not, it's only appearance of consciousness, there's no such a thing called matter. So means, how can you talk about the creation of the universe and the destruction of the universe? Understand? Therefore, the universe is neither created nor destroyed. There's no creation at all. That there's no cause-effect relationship also between the universe and the consciousness. There's no karana-karya-sambandha, because they're not two parallel realities. There's no effect, there's no cause, there's no creation, there's only appearance, manifestation. Okay, this is the lesson we had till now. Therefore, what is the final lesson? Now you cannot say, I am a jiva having prarabdha karma, I have sanchitam karma, parabdham karma, I am accumulating agami karma, I'll be born again because of my hanch parabdha karma, I'll come back. Who is coming back? You were never born even once. How are you talking about the second birth? You were never born. Swamiji says, you are Kalluli Mangan. I like Swamiji's expressions. You were never born. There's some funny expression Swamiji will say. Therefore, there is no prarabdha karma. It's called what? Freedom from bondage of karma. There is no sanchitam. There is no prarabdha. There is no agami karmas for consciousness. There's no birth, there's no death, there's no vikaraha, growth. All these are happening in consciousness. But consciousness is free from all these things. This is the fact. Okay, so the mind has to become sharp. The intellect has to become very sharp. Mind has to become totally focused to see this fact. So he says now, evam na chitta ja dharma,
evam na chitta ja dharma,
chittam vapi na dharma jam,
chittam vapi na dharma jam,
evam hetu phala jatim,
evam hetu phala jatim,
pravishanti manishinah,
pravishanti manishinah,
evam na chitta ja dharmah,
evam na chitta ja dharmah,
chittam vapi na dharmajam,
chittam vapi na dharmajam,
evam hetu phala jatim,
evam hetu phala jatim,
pravishanti manishinah,
pravishanti manishinah.
வாட் த ஃபைனல் லெசன்? சித் தர்மாக ந சித்தஜாக ஏவம் ஆஸ் அன்போல்டட் அபவ் இன் திஸ் மேனர் வி ஹவ் அரைவ்ட் அட் தி ஃபேக்ட் விச் டஸ் நாட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் அவர் ரீசனிங். இட்ஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். எவ்ரி டைம் ஐ சே ஃபேக்ட், இட் ஷுட் நாட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் அவர் ரீசனிங். அதர்வைஸ் அ காக் அண்ட் புல் ஸ்டோரி. சிம்பிளி ஐ எம் டெல்லிங், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? வி பீன் லிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஹவு தி அலாத்த ஸ்பந்தித்த ஆபாசாக ஆர் நாட் ரியல். சிமிலர்லி வி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். Therefore now he says, dharmaha na chittajaha. Here the word chittam means consciousness. Dharmaha means all these objects in the form of this sentient, insentient, animate, inanimate, living, non-living elements and the elemental products here, all of them are dharmaha here. Because they are existing within the realm of and law and order. They are all called dharma. Everything exists within the realm of an order. That is why they are all called dharma. That is why every life is very significant. You cannot alienate one mind from away from you. You cannot alienate anything away from you. No? That is why place yourself in the track of dharma, then hold everything together. Isn't it? Without alienating, keep yourself aloof. So what I want to say here, dharmaha na chittajaha, they're all not products of consciousness. Dharmaha na chittajaha means these beings here are not products of consciousness, which means they're all not effects. Consciousness is not the cause. They're all only appearance of the consciousness in seeming motion. They're not effects of the consciousness. Then, chittam va api na dharmajam. Another important lesson. Okay, if all these beings are not products of consciousness, then can we say this matter is product of consciousness? No. Okay, what about the consciousness is the product of matter then? Can we say consciousness is the product of matter? Why can't we say otherwise? No. Immediately Gaudapadacharya jumps and says, no, consciousness is not the product of matter. Consciousness is not the producer, nor is it produced. Because what? Where is the producer? Where is the produced? It's only consciousness. So na chittam na dharmajam. Consciousness is not the product of matter. Matter, the material beings, are not the products of consciousness. All these material forms and names are only appearance of consciousness in seeming motion. There is neither cause nor effect. Which means, why does he say this? Because it's this, he has to say, second line he says, consciousness is not the product of matter. He says this particularly because the Yogacara Buddha says what? Conscious, the fleeting consciousness. He mistakes the manifestation of consciousness for origination of consciousness. The Yogacara Buddha mistakes the manifestation of consciousness for the origination of consciousness. So also the modern scientist mistakes the manifestation of consciousness as origin, manifestation of consciousness, which is the origin of life, is mistaken for origin of consciousness. Why is it? Because the consciousness is recognizable, accessible, interactable only when it is manifest. When it is not manifest, it is non-accessible, non-interactable. Therefore, the unmanifest, when the consciousness is not manifest, the power of knowing is not manifest, it is not recognizable, the non-recognizability, non-interactability, non-accessibility of consciousness is mistaken for non-existence of consciousness. So when it is manifest, it's available for recognition. Therefore, manifestation of consciousness being available for recognition, the recognizable consciousness is mistaken for what now? The originated consciousness. There's a dry seed. The dry seed, consciousness is there or not? Dry seed, consciousness is very much there. The dry seed is put in, it has a sleeping time, becomes ready for, you know, sowing. Then you sow the seed and water these seeds, the land. Then it drinks the water, it becomes, you know, it bulges, becomes bloated, then everything gets ready, then the sprout comes up. Then you say what? My God, there's life. I thought there's no life in the seed. There's life now. In the seed, life is non-recognizable. In the sprout, life is recognizable. That life manifest, it is recognized. Because non-recognizability, you are mistaken for non-existence. That is what the problem. Because we can't recognize, so it is not there. That is why he says, no, people mistake the manifestation of consciousness. The recognizable manifestation of consciousness is mistaken for the origination of consciousness, which means what is the manifesting medium is mistaken for the cause, and manifest consciousness is mistaken for the effect, and they say consciousness is the product of matter. No. Chittam na dharmajam. In this context, word chitta means consciousness, not mind. Consciousness is not the product of matter. And matter is also not product of consciousness. All these material forms are only appearance of consciousness in seeming motion. Therefore, there is no cause, hetuhu. There is no palam, there is no effect. There is neither the cause nor the effect. Therefore what? There is no sanchitam karma. There is no agami karma. There is no paradham karma from the standpoint of consciousness. The standpoint of absolute reality. They are all there or not? Relatively they are there. Absolutely, they are not there. They are there. Don't say it is not there at all. We are not saying there is no panchitam karma, paradham karma, agami karma at all. We don't say they are not there at all. Then we will do all sorts of papam karma. Okay? They are there relatively. They are there relatively. If you do relative papam, you have to pay relative payment is there for that. Okay? The whole jagat is what? My own appearance. Therefore, when I see the jagat, who am I dealing with the jagat? I am dealing with myself. Name of the jagat. Therefore, if I do anything wrong in the world, it will come back to me. If I do the good, all will come back to me. Why? Everything is me. The Shastram puts it differently. The whole jagat is like your own mirror. So you stand in front of the mirror, smile at the mirror, and the reflection of the mirror will smile at you. Or if you frown, the form in the mirror also will return the same to you. Therefore, do right, come back to you. Do wrong, will come back to you. Why? The whole is your own reflection, your own manifestation. Your own appearance. Understand? Absolutely. therefore relatively sanchita karma is there, agami karma is there, paradha karma is there, relatively, absolutely, standpoint of consciousness, which is your real nature, which you are, your real self, there is no hetuhu, there is no palam, there is no paradha karma palam, karma, there is no paradha karma palam, punya papam. Hetuhu nasdar. This vision is what now? Becoming free from bondage of karma. Therefore, there is no creation. Therefore, I am Brahma, aham Brahma asmi means you cannot talk, then celebrate birthday. You can't cut your cake. Aham Brahma asmi, my birthday is there, please come. It means what? Aham Brahma say, when Brahman does not celebrate birthday party, okay? Okay, I'm not saying you should not celebrate birthday parties, and how can we contribute for the economic growth if we don't go and buy cakes and things and then balloons? And we had to contribute for the economic growth, so therefore we had to do all that, okay? But absolutely remember what? Aham Brahmasmi, it's not for saying, it is for remembering. Whenever problems come, you say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am free from problems. When there are no problems, then go and have gala time. Anyway, so what I'm saying? Therefore, ajatihi. Hetupala ajatim pravishanti manishinaha. The wise people, manishinaha means the people of clear vision. Who are convinced of their vision of the fact. Manisha means conviction. And those who are convinced of the fact of the self being pure consciousness, and all that is here being only the appearance of consciousness in seeming motion, those people, men of vision, are called Manishinaha. Pravishanti means what? They are, Manishna, enter into, literally enter into. They are blessed, the Manishinaha are blessed, the men of vision of the truth are blessed with this vision of the fact that there is no creation. There is only manifestation, appearance of consciousness in seeming motion. There is no cause, there is no effect. There is no punyam, there is no papam, there is no right and wrong, there is no sanchita agami, there is no paradha, there is no nothing. The standpoint of consciousness. There is no right and wrong, there is no punyam papam, let me do all sorts of wrong things means, and Bhagavan also will say what? There is no pain for you, have this pain. Okay? Yeah. Always people misinterpret Vedanta. There's no right, there's no wrong, everything is right, okay, do anything. So Bhagavan also will say, yes, there's no pain, there's no pleasure, come on, have this. So Manishinaha Pravishanti means they are blessed with the vision of the fact of creation being not there, cause being not there, effect being not there. All this, there is only Brahma. Okay. In this context, what are the important thing you remember? You should remember. People say the whole jagat is maya, illusion. Important lesson. The whole jagat is not maya. The world is not illusion. If you have the right vision, you should say, the whole jagat is knowledge. Is it maya? Is it illusion or knowledge? The whole universe is not illusion. It is knowledge. Jnanam. Arivin totram ippolaham. It's another big people of all wrong translations. Please, a very important lesson. Never ever say that your whole universe is illusion. What is the, initially, to start with, we say, use all those things. Finally, when the subtler and subtler, the understanding becomes, what must be the understanding? Everything is jnanas, jnanam. all that is here is consciousness, means the whole universe is knowledge, not illusion, not Maya. There's no form which is illusion here. Every, look, you look at, oh, it's a form, the Vedika, this size and this, everything is mithya. Mithya is okay. Mithya means it is knowledge. We don't use the term illusion. Illusion, Maya. No. What should we say instead of saying Maya? Jnanam. Every being is what? Jnanam. That is why we do what? Paraspara Namaskara. You don't bow to illusion, okay? You bow to Jnanam. You bow to the reality. Vanakkam, vanakkam. Who do you vanangadal? Not to illusion, okay? Jnanam. It's a big shift. It's a big shift. The universe is not illusion. The universe is knowledge. That is when you see what? Amazing Bhagavan is, you know, the knowledge.
Yavadhetu palaveshah. Yavadhetu palaveshah. Tavadhetu palodbhavah. Tavadhetu palodbhavah. Kshinehetu palaveshe.
Kshinehetu palaveshe.
Nasti hetu phalodbhavah.
Nasti
hetu phalodbhavah. So he says, hetu phala aveshah. Gaudapada Acharyaji repeats this word, hetu phala aveshah. Hetu phala aveshah. Hetuhu is equal to cause. Phalam means effect. Aveshah means totally, totally remaining rooted in the understanding of, you know, the cause and the effect being there. Which means being totally obsessed with the understanding there is cause and effect. Which means you see the universe as effect and you see yourself as an individual who has birth and who is going to die, and you see the universe as a effect also. You understand there is a cause, unknown, we don't know who the cause is, or you call the reality Brahman as the cause, Jagat as the effect. Therefore, what are you now? You are yourself being part of the universe, you are also one of the products of the universe. And you are the doer, and there's a big notion is what? I am the body mentions complex, and I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Therefore, I am the performer of actions. Therefore, I accumulate punya papams. And the punya papas are determined by, you know, whatever you understand relatively. But what is relatively real, you mistake it for absolutely real. Then you are so obsessed with this idea of the cause-effect relationship being real. And such obsession with the idea of cause and effect relationship is called hetu phala aveshah. So rooted. I was born, I am born, I am going to die, my paradha, this is my wife, my paradha, this is my husband, my paradha, these are my children, my paradha, these are my friends, my paradha, I had to put up with these people. You know, my paradha that they had to put up with me, and their paradha that they had to put up with. Like this, no? All this, the paradha, you know, we're so obsessed with it, which means for us, the cause is real, effect is real. They're very strong. Real, how real is it? From which standpoint is it real? The standpoint of the Vishwaha, relatively, it is real. But absolutely, it is not there. But with so much study Gita Upanishad class, Mandukaha, attend the morning, go back and afternoon, we talk differently. I'm not saying, I should not talk, okay? But what is relatively real should not be given what? You know, we should overvalue it. I told you many times, overvaluing is called what? Shobhanadhyasa. Isn't it? You make an absolutely real thing. Therefore, this is a strongly, it is, we're so obsessed with it because our lack of contemplation, because we are not really focusing our attention on the fact, we are not focusing on the nature of the reality, we are not contemplative. Listen in the class, after the class we forget and go back to our own regular life. I'm not saying we should go back to regular life, but really we should give quality time for contemplation in order not to be, isn't it, affected by our habitual error. So what Krishna says, even our understanding also here, Gopa Acharya says here, Hetupala Aveshaha, it is very difficult to get rid of this Hetupala Avesha, the obsession with this idea of, you know, cause being there, effect being there, you know, the karma being the cause, my all that I'm going through in my life being the effect, isn't it? The suffering or enjoyment, everything is the effect of my karma. This is still there. Hetupala Aveshaha. It's called Hetupala Aveshaha. Yavati Hetupala Aveshaha. As long as this Hetupala Aveshaha is there, as long as this, you know, the strong rooted idea of cause and effect being there, you know, the relationship being is there, as long as it is there, tavate hetupala udbhavaha, so long will there be what? No, the cause and effect. As long as you hold on to that idea, this will continue to be there. You should see there is no real cause. There is no cause. You can never establish the cause. That's what we did in the beginning. There is no effect. You have to see this fact. No, pay attention to that. Probe into that. No, given, explore that. Analyze that. Understand that. Remember that all the time. You have to really get over that. Therefore, Hetupala Aveshaha, as long as it is there, so long will there be what? You will be subject to this Hetupala Avesha, which means you will continue to be saying what? I have Paradha, I am born. There will be duality. And then you will be afflicted. You will be subject to the afflictions caused by, this idea, caused by this obsession with this idea of cause-effect relationship. Understand? Therefore, kshine hetupala aveshe. Hetupala aveshe kshine hetupala udbhavaha nasti. Hetupala aveshe kshine means when you really free yourself from this strong, convinced idea of the cause-effect relationship in terms of I am an individual born as a result of Parabdha karma and I'm exhausting my Parabdha karma. I'm accumulating the Sanchitam again and accumulating the Agami karma. And I have Punyam and Papam. I'm going to be born again, my Punya Papam. That this understanding, as long as you are holding on to this understanding strongly, so long you will be subject to this afflictions caused by the Prarabdha karma. You will continue to have Prarabdha in many janmas. Which means you will continue to be in samsara. He doesn't want to use the term samsara. He puts nicely, you will be there'll be Hetupala Aveshaha means what? There will be Hetupala Udbhavaha means there will be samsaraha. Okay? In spite of having done the Shravanam, in spite of having understood, still I continue to hold on to the same old my previous understanding. What is relatively real as absolutely real thing, which means what? I am not yet contemplative. Therefore, what happens? Still, samsara will continue. Because Shravanam can only give you knowledge. It will not remove your doubts. The knowledge, before you were doubtlessly ignorant. And after Shravanam, you are doubtfully knowledgeable. And Mananam, it really somehow strengthens your knowledge, resolves. Afterwards also you forget, my God. You have knowledge, doubtless knowledge, but beautifully, comfortably forgotten. Therefore, what happens? The old ideas still come and take place in your mind, and you still hold on to the same thing. That's called Hetu Phala Avesha. Understand? Therefore, when this Hetu Phala Avesha goes, then what happens? Then Nasti Hetu Phala Udbhavaha. There is no more samsara. Hetu Phala Udbhavaha Nasti means you will become free from bondage of karma. Samsara. This is called what? Jivan Muktihi. Jivan Muktihi. Yavadhetu Phalaveshah.
Yavadhetu
Phalaveshah. Samsarastavadayatah.
Samsarastavadayatah.
Kshinehetu
Phalaveshe.
Samsaram na prapadyate.
Samsaram na prapadyate.
He repeats the same thing here. Yavad hetupala aveshaha. As long as this hetupala aveshaha is there, as long as this strong, unforgettable, non-removable, strong, obsessed idea of the cause-effect relationship is there, tavat samsaraha ayataha. Samsara also happily gets continue, samsara continues to be there so long. Kshine hetu phala aveshe. He repeats the same sentence. Only when you get rid of this, idea of strong notion of cause and effect relationship being there, then samsaraha na prapadyate. Samsara will not be there. Samsara means what? No. Jivan Muktihi will be there. The unafflictedness by situations. Being free while suffering. Being free while enjoying. Isn't it? Because of the total objectivity. That freedom while living. While living means what? While experiencing pain and pleasure. Freedom while living. Jivan Muktihi means freedom while living. Not after the death. You can be free while living. Not Videha Mukti. When you are living this life in the very exhausting the Paradha. Look at this. While exhausting the Paradha, going through the, living the life means going through the experiences of pains and pleasures. Advandvas or patches of opposites. You can remain unafflicted. Without elation and depression, dejection, you can remain unafflictedly with total objectivity if you are free from this strong idea of cause-effect relationship. isn't it? How can I free myself from that Ketu Phala Avesha? Contemplation is the way. Understand? Where he brings it now. Is it now? The samsaraha na prapadyate. Why samsara is not there? That you understand in contemplation what happens. You are with the vision of the truth. You are with the understanding of the fact that there is no effect. There is no cause. When you understand there is no cause, there is no effect. And I am consciousness, which is free from cause and effect, distinct from cause and effect. What we say is, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Chaitanyam Brahma Ahamasmi. I itself am consciousness, distinct from the cause and the effect. I am neither the cause nor the effect. Therefore, I have no cause, I have no effect. Understand? This understanding, the assimilation of this fact is what? Being free from Hetupala Aveshaha. That is when there is Jivan Muktihi. Then there is, when Jivan Mukti is there, Videha Mukti also is possible. Okay. So with this, with the 56th verse, he ends his teaching of Jagat being Mithya, Brahman being the only Satyam, and there is no second thing other than Brahman. Now 47th verse onwards, is going to make it clear the fact, understanding that there is no, when you say no Jagat, in spite of understanding there is no Jagat, still very difficult to accept there is no Jagat. So you are going to make it clear now. Samvritya jayate sarvam.
Samvritya jayate sarvam.
Shashvatam nastite navai.
Shashvatam nastite navai.
Sadbhave nahyajam sarvam.
Sadbhave nahyajam sarvam.
Uchedastena nastivai.
Uchedastena nastivai.
Samvritya jayate sarvam.
Samvritya jayate sarvam.
Shashvatam nasti te navai.
Shashvatam nasti te navai.
Sadbhave nahyajam sarvam.
Sadbhave nahyajam sarvam.
Uchedastena nasti vai.
Uchedastena nasti vai.
Okay. Sarvam jayate. Sarvam jayate means this, all this samsara matter comes into the being. There is no birth, there is no death, there is no destruction, there is no change, absolutely. There is no creation, there is no destruction, there is no universe. Means, then how come that all these things have happened now? How come that this is there? He says here, Samvritya sarvam jayate. Samvritihi is another word for avritihi. Avritihi is another word for avaranam. Avaranam is another word for ignorance. Samvritihi, avritihi, avaranam, ajnanam, all the same, mean the same. Ignorance. You are going to understand the secret of ignorance. Something beautiful, I love it. You know, and Swamiji is a beautiful example for that, I'll tell you. Samvritya sarvam jayate. Very think of that, you know, how he used to teach that. I used to have a lot of fun. Samvritya jayate. I don't think anybody else can wear so much shoes, really. When the thought comes to me now. Samvritya jayate sarvam. Everything comes into the picture because of what? The ajnanam. Therefore what? Shashvatam nasti tena. Therefore, everything, this whole samsara, you know, this life of transmigration, life of becoming, this experience of this waking universe now, etc., you know, the experience of pains and pleasures, pairs of opposites, everything, samsara, is what now? Is because product of ajnanam. It's a product of ignorance, which means it's because of the ignorance alone, this is there. Therefore, what? Ignorance itself is mithya. Therefore, ignorance produced effect also must be mithya. You had severe stomachache in your dream. Understand? Or you had some nice medicines in your dream. Stomachache medicines. So in the waking, you saw the medicine in the cupboard when you were dreaming. And the waking state, you had a stomachache. Oh, I saw those medicines in the cupboard last night in my dream. Let me go and take it now. Can you use those medicines now?
Yeah.
In your waking?
Yeah.
Why? Because it is not there. Similarly, here, so what is real in dream cannot become real in waking. Similarly, listen, what is mithya? Therefore, mithya, here the idea is, when the ignorance itself is mithya, the dream, mithya medicine cannot remove the real pain. The dream can remove only, the dream medicine can remove only the dream pain. Similarly, the mithya ajnanam, mithya ignorance cannot produce real samsara. Understand? Mithya ajnanam cannot produce real samsara. So samsara is also what now? Mithya. Samsara is mithya. The life of transmigration is not absolutely unreal. It is not absolutely real. It is relatively real. Therefore it is mithya. Because there is no substance called samsara. Okay? Which means, minus consciousness, there is no substance, a non-substantial. Therefore, we say what now? The whole samsara is what? Brahma. Really speaking, there is no samsara. Why? Because ignorance itself is mithya. Ignorance caused samsara is also what now? Mithya. Oh, ignorance is mithya. Ignorance is mithya. The whole jagat is what now? In fact, disturbance in the stillness of consciousness caused by maya is this waking universe. Disturbance in the conscious at the individual level, disturbance caused in the stillness of consciousness, disturbance caused by your own thought flow is your dream. What is your dream? Your dream is just your mind, isn't it? Your mind, the dream universe, the dream space, dream time, dream elements, dream elementals, dream object, the whole dream is what? Nothing but your thought. So disturbance in the stillness of consciousness, disturbance caused by the flow of thoughts is what? We say ajnanam, isn't it? It is dream. Similarly, disturbance, no, the stillness of consciousness, maya is what? We say the whole jagat. Therefore, maya is Bhagavan's mind, you can say. And that mind is what now? The whole jagat is Bhagavan's mind. And we are all in Bhagavan's dream. We means what? All our physical forms are like Bhagavan's dream. Now what I want to say here, what is actually said here is, the samsaraha is not absolutely real. Samsaraha is also mithya. Mithya means that which does not have independent existence is as good as non-existent. Why? Because what is that because of which the samsara is there? Maya. Ajnanam. Avratihi. Ignorance. It is ignorance. No? And what about the ignorance? Have you ever understood? Because of ignorance, we say this whole samsara is there. So the samsara caused by ignorance must be mithya. Why? Because ignorance itself is mithya. Mithya means what? Maya is mithya. Avidya is mithya. Avratihi is mithya. Mithya means what? That which does not have existence of its own. Which means that which is not there really. Okay? In fact, that is why the very word maya means ya, ma, sa, maya. That which is not really is maya. Okay? You ever understand what is ignorance? How to understand what is this ignorance because of which this samsara is possible? Isn't it? Let me understand what this ignorance is. I tell you, if you explore, probe into what ignorance is, go closely searching for ignorance. What this ignorance is, ignorance will disappear. It will not be available. There is no maya. There is no avidya other than Brahman. You go searching for the snake, rope snake. Oh, there's a snake. Go closely. Go closely. You're very frightened going to know. Take a torchlight and go closely, closely, closely. See, my God, where is the snake? You did not chase away the snake. Just chase the snake resolved in the rope. Similarly, ignorance also will resolve in consciousness. And Pooja Swamiji's example is this. He always compares consciousness to sun. And this sun was told, come on, go and get married to the beautiful women, Miss Darkness. This is Swamiji's, okay? And this sun goes, let me go and meet Miss Darkness. And somehow I had to really win her heart to get married to her. The sun goes to, goes to America. Darkness goes to India. Darkness goes to India. Sun goes to India. Like that. I mean, there's always race between, the sun keeps on chasing the Miss Darkness. Wherever sun goes, Darkness, Miss Darkness not available. Can you see what I'm saying? Which means what? There is no, this example is given just to say there is no dark, there is no such thing called ignorance absolutely. Arivu mattunda irukku. Understand? There is no ignorance. Then what is ignorance then? Knowledge. Knowledge. The power of knowing unmanifest is maya. The power of knowing manifest is jagat. Therefore, what is a jagat? The whole jagat is knowledge. Don't say maya. Isn't it? The power of consciousness unmanifest is just when it is not manifest, it is just we give that name. It is a relative term for the unmanifest power of knowing. Because the power of knowing is not Maya, okay? We give the name, the power of knowing, unmanifest is called Maya, means what? The power of knowing is inseparable from consciousness. It is manifest, is jnanam. Unmanifest, you call it, isn't it? Really speaking, there is no such a thing called ignorance which is absolute reality. How can the ignorance which is not really there produce samsara which is real? Ajnanam is mithya, therefore ajnanam product, ajnanam caused samsara is also mithya. Okay, let's see, lesson, you know. Sadbhavena hyajam sarvam. Hyajam sarvam. Uccedastena nastivai. Uccedastena nastivai. There was samsara is not permanent, not absolutely real. Why? Because samsara is caused by ignorance. Ignorance itself is what? Not Satya, mithya. Sadbhavena hyajam sarvam. Therefore, what now? Sarvam ajam. Ajam, all that is here is the uncaused, causeless, isn't it? Consciousness. All that is here is only ajam, means the consciousness which is not the cause of anything. Therefore, timeless, beginningless, changeless, unchanging, causeless, uncaused consciousness alone is this entire cosmos. Iti sadbhavena. Sadbhavaha means what now? This consciousness alone is existence. Sadbhavena means what? That which is there in the form of the universe, as existence of the universe, is nothing but consciousness. Brahman. Sadbhavena ajam asti. Sarvam ajam means what? All that is here is, the entire universe is nothing but, what now? Existence of consciousness. Consciousness alone obtains as the existence of the universe. So existence of water is the existence of the ocean, means what now? Ocean is what now? Water. What is existence of the ocean? Water. Similarly, existence of this universe is what? Consciousness. Sadbhavena ajam sarvam ajam. He says, therefore, uccedaha tena nasti. Therefore, what now? There is no destruction of this universe. There is no creation of the universe. There is no destruction of the universe. There is only Brahma. Uccheda means destruction. Okay, I'll stop here. We can go for a tea break. We'll continue. Om.